Let's call somebody on the Joe and Alex show out.
No, let's not and say we did, because I've already had a crappy day. My family hates me. Pork Chop now is mad at me. I don't think my boyfriend's in love with me. Let's just pile it on, shall we?
Maybe Alex is piling on because there's a reason behind it. Did you ever stop and do a little self-evaluation and say, maybe there's something in common here?
Nope.
All right, well, that's what we're about to do. Pork Chop, the mic is yours. Let us know what you got to say.
You did something so rude and embarrassing over the Thanksgiving break. It was just so uncomfortable, and it was very awkward.
What are you talking about?
I was cringing in my skin when you did this thing.
What?
Okay, so our boss, her name is Charisse, she did a very, very nice thing and texted a ton of us.
Everybody that works under her, probably like 15 people.
All of us here from the radio station, a huge text, and said, you know what? Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much. I'm so thankful for all of you, and I love you. And there's a lot of nice text conversation going on back and forth over the next 24 hours. Finally, I chimed in. I think I texted a picture or a video or something, you know, sweet.
You sent a photo of your ZD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sent a photo
I made of this a poo-poo platter.
Famous baked ZD, and I said, thank you. I love you, too. Happy Thanksgiving. And then that's when it happened.
What?
Alex left this conversation.
Wrote back, first of all. I said, yes, happy Thanksgiving, thankful for all of you. But then my phone, because you know why?
Oh,
because instead of texting us individually, she put about 100 people in the same group chat, and all day long when people were finally responding, my phone kept going off. Buzz, buzz, buzz. It
okay,
was
that's
incessant.
Nothing new.
So yes, I left the group chat because it was annoying.
You might as well have just went up to her face and slapped her.
It wasn't about her. I responded and said,
but do you know how
I agree? Happy Thanksgiving.
And how rude for the other 14 of us in there to see Alex has left.
I wasn't offended by it because I knew it had nothing to do with me. But I felt awkward.
Really?
I felt awkward. Here's the thing, too. You can put your group messages on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, I should have done that.
That's what I do when you guys go off on random tangents. I'm like, oh, God, they're talking about crap. I don't care about who's hotter and who's not. I'm like, oh, I don't care. But Alex, honestly.
How rude. I genuinely. Okay. I am very sorry if you guys were offended by that.
Don't say sorry to us.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not offended.
Say sorry
I genuinely
to our boss.
Didn't mean anything by it to our boss. I swear. I just was like, oh, this is like, I can't keep up with all these tags. I'm just going to leave this. I already said Happy Thanksgiving, you know, so that is what matters.
I know why you did it. I'm just telling you the way it looked.
Oh,
you know,
great.
Liv has a point here. Liv has a point.
If I was a better producer, I would have had our boss on the phone right now. Like she's probably crying listening to the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
Pork
chop.
Oh, my gosh.
I did not mean anything by that. That's where we'll leave this conversation.
I think she might be offended by it.
See what she just said?
Yeah, no, don't let her leave. Go ahead and call her up right now.
That's where we'll leave this conversation. Like, you're trying to leave a conversation again.
You guys are making this into a thing. It's not supposed to be a thing. I didn't mean it like that. I just was annoyed.
You can't tell over text what feelings and what you're conveying.
Okay.
So,
but
I
half of the people in this conversation, you know, their numbers were not even in my phone. I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
My phone's blowing up all day.
Good morning, Charisse.
Morning.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Yeah, talk nice and loud. If I was a better producer, I would have called you on the studio phone, but you're on speakerphone here. We're on the air. We're talking about how Alex awkwardly left the Thanksgiving conversation that you sent the other day. Did you think that was rude? Were you sad when she left the conversation?
Oh, you're so right, because I was offended almost. Wow, okay.
Exactly.
It was like back in the day with AIM when the door closes.
Oh, my gosh.
Slap in the face. Here, yeah. Alex, here's the phone. Just slap her in the face.
Yeah, go ahead.
Charisse, I did not mean anything by that at all. I said Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and I mean, I didn't mean for it to come across that way. The only reason I left was because my phone was blowing up for hours, and it was, like, so incessant when I was trying to do Thanksgiving with my family. My phone kept going off, and half the people in the conversation, I didn't know who they were. They were numbers that were not in my phone, so I was just like, well, I think, you know, I already said Happy Thanksgiving. I'm just going to get out of this so my phone stops buzzing.
Well, it was more like, Happy Thanksgiving,
bye-bye. Yeah, exactly. Charisse, are you going to come back, or are you still stuck in an airport somewhere?
No, I actually landed at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
So yay. Well, welcome home. We're glad to hear that. She went on vacation and then got stuck like everybody else across the country with that. All right, say goodbye to Charisse, but do it nicely real quick.
Okay, yes, I'm going to leave this conversation now. Is that okay?
Yes.
Let her hang up on you, okay? Charisse, you hang up on Alex. Get revenge.
Already did.
All right.
Oh. Let's see. Maybe Amanda can clarify things here. Amanda, Alex is pretty rude, huh?
No, I think it's not rude. I agree with her.
How so?
Well, because like what she was saying, when her phone just kept going off and off, and it's Thanksgiving, you know, you want to spend time with your family.
Alex
and,
doesn't want to spend time with her family.
Yeah, she does.
All right, Amanda, thank you for calling.
Oh, don't be nice. You got to at least give her a taste of her own medicine.
I just did. I hung up on her. Boom. How you like that? All right, well, Alex, please, in the future, don't leave a conversation we're having. It really hurts my feelings.
Okay, I will make sure I warn everybody next time.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, anybody still on Tinder?
I feel like Bumble is the new Tinder, and even Bumble isn't even the new Bumble anymore, but...
All right.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we're going to go over some of the sexiest jobs according to Tinder and Bumble. See if your job stacks up next on the Joe and Alex Show. She